Welcome to the Speaker's Practice and our Friday Forum. Hi, I'm Adrienne McLean, the founder of the Speaker's Practice. The Friday Forum is for business people. We discuss many topics and hear how our guests have included speaking to groups as a marketing strategy. Today we are speaking with Julie Ashton of Dynamic Business Coach. Julie has a unique talent for simplifying complex processes and concepts while identifying and implementing practical strategies for her clientele. She is known for teaching people how to work quickly and efficiently while happily delivering great service, whether it be by phone, internet, or face-to-face. Our topic today is how to prepare your business for the new year, and I'm so looking forward to what you're having to say, Julie, because I think there's a lot of us are going to need your advice today. How are you going, Julie?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Adrienne.
Right, well, we'll get started. So, Julie, now, you know, it's the party time and we're winding down. Should we be thinking about the new year already, or what should we be doing just at the moment in December?
Look, there's, it's an interesting question, Adrienne, because I don't think there's any one answer. Everyone's so different. Yes, winding down, celebrating your achievements for the year is the perfect thing to do, but it's also a good time to prepare for next year, to think about what did we learn this year, what have we achieved, what do we want to achieve next year, thinking about the goals you want to achieve. Definitely you should have a marketing plan in place for next year as well. So it's a good time to really reflect, refocus and get yourself organised, and especially with a marketing plan and a strategy if you haven't already done that.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, that's yes. So December's sort of that time when we can get those things into place and in preparation for next year.
Absolutely. December's a really good time to just, you know, close down. For a lot of businesses, they close down anyway, but just, yeah, clean up, tidy up, refresh, refocus, and reset your goals. December's a great time to do that and kind of go, right, what's on for next year?
Great. So that leads into our next question. So where do we start first? Is getting the calendar out a good starting point, or should we look at other things?
I'm a great believer, Adrienne, in the first thing you should do is acknowledge what you've achieved this year. So take some time to celebrate that. Yes. You know, really just reflect on the year and what you've achieved, you know, before you start thinking about what to change. I think it's a very important thing to acknowledge what you have achieved. Yes. So step one, you know, congratulate yourself and celebrate your achievements. And then step two, yes, pull out the calendar. What I do is I pull out like a whiteboard or whatever other brainstorming tool I'm using and go, right, what I want to achieve, and then, you know, start and just write that all down and then start to organize that into, right, what's, you know, what's on for each quarter, what do I want to achieve, what's the target, and then start working backwards from that, you know, as to what you want to do each month and what activities you need to do that and achieve
it. Yes. So really the calendar's back a bit, there's other things that we need to be looking at first, the bigger picture.
Too often we merrily go along trying to work out what we want to do and what we want to achieve, and we forget to stop and go, you know what, I've done a great job this year. You know, where was I last year and where am I now? So it's a good time to reflect on that first. And look, I don't even pull the calendar out straight away until I've at least got some idea what I want to achieve. Like for a lot of businesses I work with, they want to double their income. So it's like, well, if that's the goal for the year, we've got to work that back. You know, where do we need to be each month in order to reach that target?
Right. And what are some of the steps with working it back?
Well, you know, there's a very old saying in the personal development industry and in the success industry, if you want to call it that, around starting with the end in mind. And that's why we do that. So, you know, if you've got a goal to double your income or increase it by 10% or whatever it is, you've then got to figure out, well, what do I need to achieve, you know, the month before that and the month before that and the month before that, and ideally break it down to every week and every day even to what you need to do. So you've got to have a bit of a plan as to how you're going to do that. But always start with the end goal and then work backwards. It's much easier than starting with today and thinking, well, what do I need to do next month? It's much easier to work backwards, you know, and then once you've worked out like your whole monthly or quarterly milestones, you can then you go, well, if I'm not meant to achieve that in January, what do I need to do right now today, you know, to do that? And sometimes that's a bit scary too, so you might need to change the goal if it's a bit too much. Because sometimes when we do that, we get a little bit of a fright and go, oh, heavens, I can't do all that in that time. So you've got to be a little bit realistic. But it's a good way to kind of stretch yourself a little bit as well in order to get where you want to be instead of being in the same place every year.
Yep. Okay, that's great. So talking about stretching ourselves, what about the big projects? What do we really need to be doing about those?
Well, look, it depends on what those projects are doing. Like if you've got huge projects and they're part of your business plan and your business goal, absolutely they get priority. So they're the major milestones that you've got to work towards and the activities to pull them off, definitely. Yes. But sometimes some of those projects are not really there to service other than from a personal point of view. So it really comes down to prioritising some of those things before you then organise them into a bit of a schedule and a bit of a plan to achieve them. You know, like I know with my business I've got lots of plans of what I'd like to do, but how many of those things are really going to achieve the short-term goals and profits that I really want? Some of them are nice to have. So you've got to assess the priority first.
Right. Okay. Oh, that sounds fantastic. So the next question is probably the biggest, and it's all about marketing. And what do we need to do to plan our marketing? We most of us will have some marketing in place already, but what do we need to do in this space? What are your recommendations?
Look, this is a huge topic, and it's look. Firstly, it amazes me how many businesses do not have a plan or even a very clear strategy before they start, you know, planning their marketing. A lot of businesses, and I see it over and over. They will go, well, I need to put some ads in the paper. I need to run something on Facebook or Google Ads or something like that. I need to get some brochures out. So, you know, they're thinking about the activities or what we call the tactics that they need to put in place. They often don't think about, well, what's my strategy? How am I positioning myself to stand out from the opposition? You really need to have a clear strategy as to what you want to achieve. Like if you're a mortgage broker, for instance, or a real estate agent, and I pick on those two industries in particular because they're extremely competitive and there's a lot of people out there. So with marketing, when you're sorting that out, the first thing you need to ask yourself is, who else can say they do what I do? You know, you want to be able to unique. So you've got to be very clear on your message and have a clear strategy to get your message across. And your message has to be unique. It has to say what makes you different from everyone else. You want to indicate in whatever form that whatever your secret sauce is, as we call it, because everyone has their own little secrets and tips to how they do things. Mm-hmm. But obviously you don't want to give that away to your competition. Firstly, with marketing, have a clear strategy. Secondly, work out your budget. You know, what is your budget? Before you start thinking what to do, start working out, well, what can I do? What can I afford? What's my budget? And do I have a way of measuring it to know what my returns are, to know where to invest money? Mm-hmm. So if you've been in business for a while, you should have stats on what campaigns have worked, what strategies have worked, what tactics have worked.
Yes.
So you review that and you go, right, so what's the plan for next year? And here's my budget. How much will I allocate to various activities and tactics? And then you divide it. There's so many different ways to do your marketing for free as well as at very, very low cost.
Yes.
You know, so there's so many different resources out there. So, you know, firstly, have a clear strategy, then sort out a budget and then decide, right, where to invest that money to get the best returns to get you to where you want to be.
Yes. Do you have any recommendations? On our screen, we're talking about branding and new ways to sell, websites? Do you have any preference in the way that marketing's done, or is it just really individual for each business?
It is very individual for every business because it depends on where your clientele are. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of businesses, they start out with their logo and everything, trying to build a brand, and they've got to remember that while you're building your brand, your logo means nothing to a prospective client. To a prospective client, it's just a diagram, a picture, right. Because they don't know the brand. You're not like a Coca-Cola or a Nike or anything like that with a brand that's already known. So if you're trying to get your brand known, you need to put more emphasis on your message that goes with your brand. Mm-hmm. So, and then you've got to really know, where do your customers hang out? Where do your prospective clients, find you?
Yes.
So I see so many businesses go, I've got to put a lot of money into SEO on my website. And like, yes, you do, but do your clients search for you on the web? Or are they hanging out in social media, and do you need to have a better social media presence? Right. You've just got to know where they hang out. And I see it over and over, thousands of dollars spent on print ad marketing in like, especially local newspapers and things.
Yes.
And it's not getting results, but people do it because that's what they think they should do.
Yes.
So you need to have a number of different tactics. You need to have, some sort of online presence these days. But
yes.
What it is and how effective it is and how you set it up depends entirely on what you want clients to do.
Yes.
For instance, if you're a business that wants to appeal to a corporate market, then you want to have a website that's has a corporate presence on the internet. But you may not have a call to action or a clear offer or anything unless it's relevant to your prospective people. If you're a small business owner with a retail shop, you need to be thinking about things like apps on mobile phones and, weekly campaigns to run specials and offers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a completely different technology to, say, a corporate trainer or consultant or something. So,
yes.
There's so many different strategies and tactics, but the key is get some good advice, have a clear strategy, and then work out, then do your research. Where are my customers? Where are they? Where will they find me?
Yes.
So that I can get my message out in front of them.
Mm.
It's a huge minefield, marketing, because we all, I believe most of us do it wrong, and I see it all the time because we haven't started with those, what's my key message?
Yes.
We just try to follow everyone else.
Yeah. It's not always that easy to work out where your clients are going to be. It could be quite a challenge just to answer that question.
Yeah, and that might mean that you have to have a little bit of a guess and do a bit of research.
Mm-hmm.
It's always good to survey some people, and kind of say, if you were to find us, where would you look? If you've already got a client base, survey them. How do they find you?
Yes.
It amazes me how many businesses don't have some simple things in place to just get feedback from customers and identify where they were found. Like, if a new client comes in, you should always have some sort of process to identify how did they find you.
Yeah. So
from what activity, from what ad.
What's a way of doing that? Do you use SurveyMonkey or just ring clients up, or what's the best way to do that?
Ask them when they ring. Like, the very simplest way is ask them. Ask them when they ring you or contact you.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find us?
Yeah.
And keep a track of that. Yes, you can use SurveyMonkey or other survey tools. You can do informal surveys. You can pay a market research company to do surveys or something like that. There's a number of different ways, but the simplest, most inexpensive way is to simply ask when you talk to them. Or go out into the street and ask 20 people, if you were looking for this service, where would you find it? Where would you look? Where would you expect to find it?
Mm. Yeah. Well, if you're looking at the corporate market, that's a good point, because when you're in Darling Harbour, for instance, in Sydney, there's a huge number of businesses there in the corporate field, and we could just go and ask, do a survey with 10 of them. That would be quite an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
So, Yes.
People forget in this digital age that there's this old-fashioned method called conversation. And it's quite effective. It's quite effective. Talk to them, they're people.
Well, Julie, that works very well into our next question, which I ask each of our guests here. As a trainer and a professional speaker, what's your advice about promoting your business by speaking?
Yeah, if you're a prof if speaking is your chosen forum, you don't even need to be a professional speaker or trainer. But if you choose to speak as a marketing forum, shall we say, look, definitely it's very effective. For instance, in my business, I have a corporate training business and I have a coaching and consulting business, and I do a combination of strategies across social media and Google ads and things like that and networking, but I also do live workshops for my more local market. So I'm not always looking for local clients because I do a lot of stuff over the phone or through e-learning methods and so on. But for the local clientele, I'll run free workshops with us, which basically is a sample of my products and my knowledge. So it's a very, very effective thing. It's very simple to do. If you're a profession, if you want to be a professional, you can still do that. Whether you're professional or whether you're just a business owner with a service who wants to get their message out to their market. So it's very, very easy. If you're worried about speaking or doing any public speaking, because we all know it's the number one fear in the world, and most people would rather die than speak, then well, it is. It's the number one fear in the world. And so if that's a challenge for you, then get some professional training, get some help, join a club like Toastmasters or something and learn some skills. They all specialize in all of those sorts of things. But definitely learn how to present your information in a number of different forms, whether it's in a written form, whether it's in an email form or electronic communication, or whether it's in a verbal form, like a video or a workshop type of format where you can deliver it directly to people. Definitely, it's a skill worth having.
Yes, well, I can also offer the speakers training camp, which the speakers practice offers, and this addresses exactly this area of developing confidence and understanding how to put a presentation together and then delivering it. So we can certainly help in that area.
Look, it's these days it's a necessary skill, because if you're not out in front of people sharing your information in some form, then you're losing your market. The world's changed. We don't go out and just sell anymore. It's about trust and showing your expertise. So and delivering that in whatever spoken form is a critical skill that every service-orientated business needs to have. Most definitely.
The Australian marketer Mal Emery says it's all about educating your audience, not selling.
Absolutely,
And it's
absolutely.
this is a big
And that's,
change.
it's a huge shift, it's a huge change in our mentality. Just sticking an ad in the paper these days is just simply not enough. People don't read it, they're over it. That they and let's face it, it's competitive. So you've got to stand out, so you need to have a way of delivering it. But the sale, yes, Mel's absolutely spot on, and I know my mentors are saying the same thing. It's completely changed. It's all about educating the audience. It's not about selling to them. You just educate them as to what to look for in that industry or what to look for in that product, so that they can make an informed choice when they come to buy. And I also want to add too that a lot of people, when they're marketing or promoting themselves, whether it's a speaking or whether it's whatever form they're using to market themselves, are often just looking for the buyers that are buying now, and they forget they've got to have processes in place for the buyers that will come later. So they might show some interest now but not be prepared to buy. So you've got to consider that as well. So if you don't have like a newsletter type of thing or a simple way of keeping in touch with your prospective clients before they're ready to buy, then that might be something to work on for next year.
Yes, well, it has surprised me the number of touch points that are needed to actually build the client, get the client through the door. It's quite a process, and it doesn't happen overnight.
No, it doesn't, and it can be challenging to do when you've got a small budget and not much resources, nor do you know what to do. But again, get some good advice. You know, get the right people. If you don't know the right people, get a good coach who knows the right people. Mm-hmm. You know, and work out a good strategy. And it's not hard to set up. Like, I've recently set some things like that up for some clients. It's actually not hard to set up when you know the resources and tools to do that.
Yeah.
But if you don't know how to do it, yeah, then go and get some professional advice.
Right. Okay. That's great. Now, Julie is the New South Wales Entrepreneur of the Year for 2004, and you've got this advice for us. Would you like to go ahead and explain that?
Yeah, this is I've got a special offer for people in Australia to have a what we call a business growth health check. So you can see on the screen there's a website. If you go there, there's a little bit about myself and my background and what we do. In my business, I have coaches around Australia that work with me to deliver our systems and our processes.
Yeah.
So, you know, as I say here, competition is huge in business. People are not spending as much money. When they are spending it, they're choosing differently. Consumer behaviour is changing constantly, and a lot of businesses are way out of date. So, you know, you can take advantage of our offer and find out more about that and find out how to do that, and it'll cost you nothing. You'll get about $800 worth of time with me.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Oh, well, thank you, Julie. It's been delightful to speak with you today and hear your advice and approaches for how to prepare for the new year. It's a great time, and thank you so much for your expertise today. You've given us so much valuable information.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, that is our fortnightly Friday forum for 2013. We'll be starting back in the new year, and I wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Have a safe and happy holiday, and we'll look forward to hearing and meeting you in the new year. Thanks for listening.